Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, y'all all know me. I'm very, very patriotic. Somebody said you bleed red, white, and blue. That's true. I do. I've traveled all over the world, and we got a lot wrong with this country, but we are way ahead of everybody else. I can tell you that right now. Amen. How many of you are proud to be an American? Amen. I'm proud to be an American. Well, I want to continue our Success in Life series, part three. It's called Attitudes for Success. You know, I've noticed that a person's attitude, rather than their ability, often determines their level of success. And of course, let's go to our scriptures that we've been using, Joshua 1, 8. We read it from the King James, the NLT, and the Message. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to according to all that was written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success in life. The NLT says it like this: study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Now, the Message says it like this: and don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder, meditate on it day and night. Make sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going, and then you will succeed. You know, as we've been talking about this, Joshua having to take over his leadership, and he had to meditate on the Word of God so that his motives were right. Remember last time we talked about the motives. And he had to have the right attitude to be successful. Remember, in the first lesson, we defined real success as being and doing what God said. We must develop the right attitudes so that we can do what God is planning for us to do. You know, to be a successful person, start working on the inside first. John Maxwell said this: if you want to be successful, you must prioritize building your inside ahead of your outside. My dad always told me this. He said, son, you got to believe in yourself before you can ever accomplish anything. You got to believe you can before you can is another way to say it. And every individual in here that's ever sat in a locker room with a coach has had coaches come up to you and said, see yourself doing it. Believe you can do it. If you don't believe you can do it, you can't. Anybody ever been there? Know what I'm talking about. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you'll automatically have a good attitude. We all have to work on our attitudes. The attitude of your mind will determine or not whether your feet will take you to your God-given destination. Some people think their bad attitudes come as a result of negative circumstances. However, most people don't realize that their negative attitude will contribute to them not being successful. Attitude is a decision you make. You either make a decision to be happy and succeed, or you make a decision to succumb to all the pressure and everything that's going on around you. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor, he wrote this. He said, the last human freedom is for one to choose their attitude in any given set of circumstances. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. You can choose what kind of attitude you're going to have. You can choose to have a despondent, down attitude or have an upbeat attitude. You know, I've noticed that people that are in great dire straits that have an attitude of success come out of those situations. People that get an attitude of poor old me, they drowned in their sorrow. Now look at Joshua 1:9, and we're going to discover three attitudes that Joshua needed in order to be successful. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? So, you've got to have a strong and courageous attitude. Now, three times in this first chapter, God told Joshua to be strong and courageous in verses 6, 7, and 9. An attitude of being strong and courageous so that he could lead the people. An attitude of being strong and courageous so that he could possess the land. An attitude of being strong and courageous against all odds, against all enemies. Joshua had to decide his attitude before he ever took one step into the promised land. You know, you can have a servant's attitude or a conqueror's attitude. You can have a defeated attitude or you can have a victorious attitude. It's up to you. You make the choice. You choose. The attitude you display is determined by what you have been feeding on. Your attitude that you display will be determined by what you've been feeding on. Your diet of what you watch and hear. The people you've been hanging around with. The environment you are living in, are moving in. Have you ever noticed that a lot of people are affected by the weather, like outside? They have a positive attitude when the sun is shining and the birds are singing and the breeze is blowing in the trees. But you let it be a cloudy, overcast, rainy day, and they easily get depressed and have a negative attitude. Their environment is affecting them. It affects their outlook on life. So you're going to have to choose what kind of attitude you're going to have. Whether you're going to have a defeated attitude or a victorious attitude. It's up to you. It's not up to God. God's already done everything he's going to do about it. He's told you what to do. He's told you that you're more than a conqueror. He's told you that you can always triumph in Christ Jesus. He's told you all these things. Now, are you going to believe it and act like it? See, if you believe it, you have an attitude that causes you to act like it. Hello. You must have an attitude of faith and not fear. See, go back to Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Look at what the message says. Haven't I commanded you strength, courage? Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. Here he said, don't be afraid. Don't be timid. It's impossible. I said it's impossible to have a fearful attitude at the same time be successful. You can't be afraid. You got to stand. You can't be afraid and at the same time function in who God created you to be. You have to resist fear in the name of Jesus. Resist that fearful attitude. You see, we need to recognize that fear is the enemy to your success. Fear causes you not to act on God's word. Therefore, you are not successful. Maybe I need to do my fear series again. I was looking through some stuff just the other day, and I come across those lessons on fear. I might already do them again. Joshua developed an attitude of faith that God is with me. With God, I can do what he told me to do. I told my kids, Denise and Craig, every night when I put them in bed when they were kids, you and God can be anything you want to be. Sometimes parents, grandparents, we need to build, that builds an attitude of I can do it. We need to build an attitude of into our kids and grandkids, I can do it. God tried to build that in us. That's why he told us to meditate in the Word of God. Because when we meditate in the Word of God and read what the Word says, it builds an attitude in us. I cannot be defeated. The devil cannot defeat me. The devil cannot steal from me. The devil cannot have me. I can overcome because God said I could. It all comes from having that tenacious, I don't know what you call it, tenacious attitude, bulldog type attitude. You know, just, you know, I try to get people to realize, you got to, you see, before you can really have something, you got to have the attitude, I want it and nothing's going to keep me from getting it. I watched 2 years ago when Wesley was in the fourth grade. This team had beat them 6-0 and during the season, and now they had both of them, one was on one side of the bracket, and they come together in the championship game. I saw him before the game, and man, you could tell he had his teeth set. He was going out there to win. And I have a picture of him where a kid has his shoulder right here, a handful of jersey here, a hand around his back holding on to him, but he broke that tackle and went for a touchdown because he just had the attitude, I'm not going to be stopped. I'm not, you can't stop me. You got to get that same kind of attitude when the devil comes up. I don't care how hard a hold he's got on you, you got to get the attitude, hey, devil, you can't take me down. I'm not going down. It comes from an attitude. If you got the attitude, oh my God, what am I going to do now? He'll destroy you. You see, Joshua had to look at the positives instead of the negatives in order to have the right mindset. First of all, he had been one of the spies that went over there and saw the giants in the land. And everybody else said, we can't. But his attitude is, we can because God said we could. Our attitude has to be, we can because God said we can. He looked across that Jordan River at the city of Jericho with those walls. And that city had never been taken by any army, anytime, anywhere. They say the walls was wide enough that you could drive two chariots around the top of it. And it was fortified. But he had the attitude. Doesn't make any difference. God said it. We can do it. You see, he had to focus on the opportunity, not on the obstacles. I preached a sermon here a while back here called Grapes Are Giants. Anybody remember me preaching that sermon? Oh, I only got four people raise their hand. I'm preach that again. You see, he focused on those grapes that he saw. Not on the giants, not on the obstacles. He focused on the good things. It's a land that's got all kinds of good stuff in it. It's a land. And you see, this is our land right here. We got to focus on this. This has got all our good stuff in it right here. That's our land. Get your attitude. Hey, this is it. Nothing can stop me from getting what's in there. That's my promised land. He had an attitude of faith just like I do. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Hey, that was it. You got to get that kind of attitude. You can't let anything take it away from you. The devil will do everything he can to get you down. See, if he can get you down, he can get you attitude wrong. Wrong attitudes produce unsuccessful people. Right attitudes produce successful people. That is, not only is that the word of God, but that is comes from leadership. That comes from sales training. Yeah, I mean, if you don't think you can sell, there's no use of you going out and trying to sell. You won't make a dime. You can be a car salesman at one of these car dealerships, and you can be dressed and look successful and so forth. But when you walk up to those people, if you don't believe that you can gonna be able to sell that car, or if you're real estate, if you don't believe you can sell that house, you won't sell it. It's the truth. You gotta have that tenaciousness. And see, God has given us that by faith. The attitude of faith says nothing can stop me. And then you gotta have the attitude, hey, it's not just me, God is with me. God is with me. You know, there's a picture of a little, in fact, I just saw it on, I think somebody put it on Facebook the other day, little old bear cub there, and there's a ferocious cougar or mountain lion or something out there, and this bear, you know, this little bear is growling, and that thing takes off running. But see, in the background is about an 8-foot tall mother grizzly. And that predator don't want nothing to do with that big old mother grizzly bear. You know, hey, what we need to realize that when we stand up and growl at the devil behind us, he doesn't see us, he sees God. And he don't want nothing to do with him. Hallelujah. See, Joshua 1:9, let's go back to it again and read it. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, do not be afraid. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I like what the Message Bible says. Have I not commanded you strength, courage? Don't be timid, don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. Not just God, your God. That's why I like to sing that song when it says, our God. I like to sing it, my God. Because, hey, that's it. He's my God. And when you dig your heels into the ground and stand up and roar back at the devil and say, you can't take me, the devil doesn't see little old you. He sees big old God standing up there. And he knows with just one finger, God can wipe him out. That cougar that was after that little bear cub knows that just one swat from that big old grizzly's paw will send him into Never Never Land. Just one swat from God's finger will send the devil into Never Never Land. See, you got to have that kind of attitude. Joshua developed the attitude, God is with me. Yeah. I cannot be defeated. The same God that was with Moses is the God that is with me. Go back out to Joshua 1:5 now. Turn back to Joshua 1:5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Look at the Message Bible. All your life, no one will be able to hold out against you. In the same way I was with Moses, I will be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. Listen to that. God says, I won't give up on you, and I won't leave you. If you don't give up on yourself, and if you don't leave God, there's no way possible that you will not be successful. I don't know about you. I done preached me happy. Woo. Glory to God. Hey, what God is telling Joshua, hey, I'm the same God that delivered you out of Egypt. I'm the same God that split the Red Sea. I'm the same God that caused water to come out of the rock. You see, what's God trying to tell him? He's trying to tell him, hey, with God all things are possible, according to Mark 10:27. The same God that was with Moses, the same God that was with Joshua, the same God that was with David, the same God that was with Daniel, the same God that was with the three Hebrew children is the same God that will be with you if you'll obey his instructions. Knowing that God is with you will help you have that attitude of faith. Then you can believe. Mark 9:23. All things are possible to him that believe. Cultivate an attitude. I'm never alone. God is always with me. I don't care how alone you feel. God is there, so you're not alone. Hallelujah. God, who is greater with me. Develop that attitude. Develop the attitude. God is more powerful than anyone is with me. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Glory to God. Develop an attitude. The God who calls those things as though they are, that are not, as though they are, is with me. The God that turns impossibilities to possibilities is with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody getting anything out of this? You see, you got to have that tenacious attitude. And it comes from renewing the mind. See, we become born again in our spirit. But God tells us to do something about the mind. Your attitude doesn't come from your spirit. Your attitude comes from your mind. Because your mind is what is connected to this world. And this world is what's trying to destroy you. But it says, renew your mind with the word of God. See, that's why he told Joshua, he said, don't let it out of your sight. Keep it before you all the time. Think about it all the time. Hallelujah. If you want to have success, you got to have the right attitude. Nobody with the wrong attitude has ever been successful. Hallelujah. I see William Allnugger sitting back there. Hey, William, how you doing? He is the top salesman at Mathis Brothers. But he has the attitude, I can sell. He has that attitude. I know he does. I've been around him. I bought from him. I know he has that attitude. He's a good guy. I know many of you that are sitting in this door. I can look out there and see some of you. And I can see you're successful because you got the right attitude. I see others that want to be successful, but they're not because their attitude is, I don't know whether I can do it or not. You got to believe you can do it when everything looks like it's against you, when everything says it can't happen, when everybody says you're dumb for trying. You got to have the attitude. Hey, with me and God, ain't nothing can stop us. And for your other people, there's not anything that can stop us. Let me wind this thing up. I want to use the word mind. M-I-N-D. For success. To have the right attitude for success, we got to look at the mind. M, meditate on the Word of God continually. It's on the screen there for you. I, include other godly people around you. You can't be successful and hang with the wrong crowd. N, nurture the Word of God within you. D, determine to do what God says to do. Now you got to make up your mind to do it. You got to believe you can. Praise God. Believe you can. Get that attitude. Turn to somebody and say, you got to believe you can before you can. Now say to somebody else, you got to understand that God is with you always. Now everybody point to yourself and say, with me and God, I cannot fail. Hallelujah. Stand up and praise the Lord this morning because you are successful. God created you to be successful. He told you in this word how to be successful. If you will work it, it'll work for you. Hallelujah. Father, today I tried to talk to these people and stir up their hearts and minds to realize that you want them to be successful. You want them to succeed. I thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that each of us will get a hold of this and realize that it is our attitudes that either make us or break us. Our attitudes either give us success or failure. Thank you, Father, that we will get a hold of the right attitudes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. I never like to preach a sermon that I don't give somebody a chance to find Jesus. You can't be successful if you don't know Jesus Christ. Or if you know what it is to serve him, but you know you're not where you need to be, and you need today to rededicate your life. Or you say, I go to church, I don't know whether I've ever accepted Christ or not. Anybody on any one of those invitations, let me see your hand now. I want to pray for you and I want to pray with you. Anybody, anywhere in this room. Anybody, anywhere in this room. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Well, praise God. Don't see any. You got anything you want to sing? Let's sing some. I feel like we need to sing some.
My God is greater.
Oh, yeah.
My God is stronger.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Were you just saying words of a song, or do you really mean it? How many of you got to hold that attitude this morning? We got to have that attitude. Glory to God. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Everybody just kick the devil one time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we had a prayer request come in from the internet there. Request, Stephanie in Alabama has a sinus infection. Just reach your hands out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. There's no distance in prayer. And there's no, the power of God is present to heal people everywhere. I thank you as she turns on the switch of faith and believes. This sinus infection has to go in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to get that special gift that we put together for them. You'll like it. You'll like that gift. Praise the Lord. Nobody else moving unless you absolutely have to. See, it ain't but 11:15. I got through early today. Glory to God. And we had a good message beside. Staff, you can go to the doors where you can shake hands with people. Well, no, and let the connection team get out with our first time guests. I'm going to North Door today. If you want to see me, I'm going to be up at North Door. You have to come up there today, all right? I know all the kids want their suckers, so, but you better get there quick because I got to go catch an airplane because I got to start my trip toward Norway, all right? Praise God. Remember tonight right here at 6 o'clock, Wednesday night, be here, okay? Be here Wednesday night for Hour of Power. Praise God. Pray for us as we are on our journey. Pray for Craig as he gets ready to come back. He comes back Tuesday from Hong Kong. Pray for all of our Ramas all over the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. I believe, if I remember correctly, at this present time in our school is not in session. We got about 14,000 people in school studying in Rama Bible schools around the world. Praise God. God's good, isn't he? Glory to God. Well, they're going to sing a song. Let me get down that aisle. God bless you. I'll see you next Sunday morning. We're going to finish this series next Sunday morning. I'll do the fourth one in the series next Sunday morning. Come expecting. Let's sing.
We live.